It's 11 minutes past nine. You're with Selena Green this morning. Well, let's do our regular wrap of what's going on in our very busy men's sheds around the southeast and western Victoria with Peter Hennis from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, Selena, and good morning, listeners.
I hope you've been keeping well.
I've been keeping very well, thank you.
Good to hear. And let's start off our whip around, as we usually do, with the Mount Gambier Men's Shed Group. And it sounds like, Peter, you guys could make your garden beds with your eyes closed at this point.
Just about, yeah. We're been renowned for making our garden beds. And so far this year we've made 100 and, well, I've got 110 down on my notes, but I've since found out it's 120. So it's building up all the time. That's not a bad effort for the... I think about four blokes have been working on these all year, so they've done very well with them.
Fantastic. Now, another project that the Mount Gambier Shed's been working on, I'm very interested to hear more about this, a Bailey chair. What is this?
A Bailey chair is a chair. It's very similar to what a high chair looks like, but it is for dogs, dogs that have trouble swallowing their food and that type of thing. And this was started off, and it's called a Bailey chair because the first dog that had it was actually called Bailey. And we were approached by a lady here in Mount Gambier to make a Bailey chair. So we've got one in the process of being made at the moment.
Oh, fantastic. So basically like a high chair that you'd pop your kids in for their dinner, but specified for a dog.
Yeah, and the dog just sits there on its tail type of thing, you know, and... like it's sitting up begging,
yeah.
and the paws are up on the top of the tail. I've seen a photo of it. It looks just like a child's high chair.
Fantastic. And I just love the variety of projects that come in through the door. And what else has the shed been working on? Because there's a couple of other interesting jobs.
Yeah, we've got a three-tier water fountain that a gentleman's making out there. He's using plough discs, and he's got three different size discs. And then he's on the bottom of it, he's got the claw feet from an old bath. And this is all welded together with a pipe up the middle, and when it's finished, it'll look quite impressive. And one of the other jobs we're doing, we're still making outdoor tables, and we're making one for a person that is going to use it on their back porch so they can sit out there and have their coffee.
That sounds very nice indeed. Speaking of outdoor settings, Port Mac has been putting one of these together as well.
Yeah, they've just made another one for somebody down there. They've also asked me to report that they're still making their cutting their kindling up for fires. I mean, it's getting close to the stage where you probably don't need one now, but they're still doing them down there at 10-kilo bag for $10, and they can be bought at the men's shed there, or also the local shop or the library. And the two air filters that they purchased from a grant from the Grant District Council, the shed have been using them, but what they're doing now is they're making some stands to put them on. And another job completed is cutting up the letters to spell out Port Mac Men's Shed, and they'll be on the sign as you enter the area going into the football oval and so forth.
That'll be great to keep an eye out for those. Now let's head off to Millicent, because Millicent have wrapped up a pretty special project. Tell us about this.
Well, it is a very special project, and this month being Men's Mental Health Month, it's probably very appropriate for it. And on Friday, September the 10th, the Men's Shed presented a reflection seat. Now, if anybody's ever seen any of these pictures of what they built, it's a bit like a normal solid timber chair, only it's got angel wings on the side of it, so that if you were actually sitting there, you'd have wings hanging out the side of you. And it is absolutely phenomenal. They've been working on it for about 18 months or so, so that's been handed over now. And you know, at this, you know, as they say, if you want to get some help with mental health and so forth, go and see the appropriate people, talk to people as much as you can. The Men's Shed are there also for this type of thing, so have a talk with one of your Men's Shed people. There's lots of people you can talk to.
Absolutely.
They're also having their AGM coming up shortly. And for those people that are, and that'll be on the 21st of October, and those people going there, there's a free lunch for them, and that starts at 12 p.m.
Got Peter Hennis with us this morning. Peter's from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed and joins us regularly to update us what our local men's sheds have been up to. Let's head to the coast to Kingston. And I think we've talked in the past about these beautiful wheel clocks that Kingston's been making.
We have talked about them a couple of times. Well, they've actually finished the first one. And what they've done is the gentleman took it into the Kingston show last week or the week before or whenever it was, and lo and behold, they won first prize with it. So well done to the fellows over there. And also at Kingston, they've been making raised garden beds and refurbishing old furniture. And one of the lodges over there have been visiting twice a week to do small projects.
And Robe, that's a small shed, but they've still got plenty to keep themselves busy?
Yeah, they've only got about five or six members over there, so it's not a very big shed, and it's more like a small garage that they use as a shed, but nonetheless, they've got a shed, and they just purchased a wood carving set. And so while the guys, it's been a bit cool and so forth, they light the fire, and most of the time they meet more towards the evening than anything. So they light their fire, and they've been sitting around the fire doing carvings.
Well, Bordertown, they're also working on a pretty interesting project. This sounds like something I'd love to see when it's all wrapped up. This is a pretty special table.
Yeah, they've done a couple of tables before and spend a fair bit of time on it. This one's a big red gum table. And what they've done is it's going to be in a hexagon shape. And the framework and everything's been done. And what they're doing now is the red gum is actually cut into six pieces so that it'll fit through the machinery and be sanded off and everything else. And then it'll be joined afterwards. And that will be quite impressive when it's finished. And they've got two new members up there, which is brilliant for their area because they have struggled in the past. And they've just installed one of these snap-stop saws. And this is one where I wouldn't like to try it myself, but if you put your fingers in the road, it will instantly stop. Now, I know these work because when I was out at the mill where I was working, one of the young fellas actually put some wet timber through. And as soon as the saw recognised the wet timber, it thought it was a finger. And it shattered the saw. It just stopped it instantly.
Yep.
Yeah, so they are really, really good for the safety side of things. So.
Fantastic. Yeah, one of those things that you know, well, I'm trust that that's going to work. I don't want to have to put my hand into it to prove that it does. But
exactly right.
You hope you never have to, you never need the fact that it's there, but it is good to know that it is. Peter Hennis with us on the line this morning from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. What's Keith been up to?
COVID continues to be overshadowed with COVID up there at Keith. And So they've had a show of hands the other day, and 100% have been double vaxxed up there, which is brilliant for the shed.
That's great.
In the past month, has continued to see sales in raised garden beds, garden seats, and bird traps. And they actually trebled their orders in the bird trap because the president was going past an area, and they said, "Oh, well, if you come and pass, bring three of them." So they done well out of that one, and they're converting an old wardrobe into a storage unit for the historic people up there to put photos and painting frames and so forth in. And they've done lead lighting and in the shed and a couple of workbenches to brighten up the area, and so they've been pretty busy up there.
Great to hear. Tintinara, perhaps not so busy, but still catching up and got a few jobs to work on.
Yeah, well, nothing exciting up there, which is they're just plodding along type of thing. They've had 10 members to morning tea, which is still great, but they say to me that they're missing Mary's biscuits. Now, I don't know who Mary is, or these biscuits must have been pretty good if they're missing them fairly well. So obviously something up there has happened with Mary, whether she's moved or passed on or whatever, I don't know. But they're missing Mary's biscuits. And the garden beds are still high on the fundraising list up there. And they just finished a group of 4 or 5 and with another 3 on order.
Great to hear. We must congratulate Narracourt. They've got a new chairman.
They have. They had their AGM in about a month ago now, and they've got a new chairman up there, Graham Hinchke. Good luck to Graham on his upcoming tenure, and hope everything goes all right for him.
Great to hear. Now, just down the road at Panola, the shed there, they've got a market coming up in a few weeks, so they're sort of frantic putting things together for that.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure whether it's the shed that have the market coming up or whether it's the town that has the market coming up. But the shed is involved with it, obviously, and they've got things like back scratchers, bird boxes, pot plant stand, boot pullers, grazing boards, cheese boards, you know, so they've been pretty flat out doing that. And also, because it's Seniors Month at the moment, as well as Mental Health Month, the council have got on board up there and sponsored them, and they brought in a person that's showed them how to sharpen hand planer blades and chisels and drill bits. So, and they're very proud up there at the moment because they've got a new member. And the day before he joined, he turned 95.
Wonderful.
Which is phenomenal. But as they say, you're never too old to start a new hobby or join up in the group.
Absolutely. Of any age, you're more than welcome to join your men's shed. Peter Hennis is with the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. Let's hop over the border to Western Victoria and see what the sheds have been up there. Pretty quiet at Casterton?
Very quiet at Casterton. When I rang them up, he said all they're doing is having a cup of coffee, sitting around watching the paint dry. So obviously been very busy over there.
Oh, they need some jobs. So if anyone listening in Casterton this morning, give your men's shed something to do. Not that there's anything wrong with sitting around having a cup of coffee, but I'm sure we can find something more interesting than watching the paint dry. Now, what about Coleraine? Are they a little bit busier?
Yeah, one of the local women over there bought in an old school desk, and apparently it's about 10 foot long, which is roughly 3 metres in what way we use today. And it has no seats or anything like that on it, but it's got to be done up. So they're working on doing that. And they're still making the Luchin chairs, which has proven to be a good money spinner over there. And anybody not aware of what a Luchin chair is, you see them a lot of the time at race meetings, especially over in England and so forth, in the big meetings there, and they're the chairs with the decorative backs on them and that type of thing. So very nice to look at, very good to sit on too, apparently.
Great.
And other than that, they've just been doing small jobs to keep them out of trouble.
What about Haywood? Sounds like they've been flat out.
Yeah, well, they've been flat out like wizards drinking, as I was told by Spog over there, and I said, oh, what do you mean by that? He said, well, we've painted the office and we've painted the roof, and the next they're going to do is repaint all the inside, and they're continuing to revamp some furniture after a lady over there started getting word around town that they'd done this, and so they've got a few more of them to do. And this is all being done under COVID restrictions because they're only allowed to have 10 inside and 10 outside, so sort of complicates things a little bit, but they're getting there.
Great. Well, that's our wrap, Peter, and it sounds like plenty going on as always, and I think we'll probably have one more of these, I reckon, before the end of the year.
I think we've got one more about just in the start of December.
Gosh.
Yeah, it doesn't sound far away, does it?
No, as I was saying yesterday, time marches on and it really is this year. Well, you take care and we'll catch up with you again before the end of the year. All the best to our men sheds.
And to the listeners as well, Selena. Catch you later.
Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed, and a bit of a whip around of what our sheds have been up to. If you're interested in joining your local men's shed, they'd be more than happy to hear from you. As you heard there, what Panola's just got a new member who joined just after his 95th birthday. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm a bit old for this caper to try something new, no, you're never too old. Give your local men's shed a call and have a chat to them about a membership. They'd love to hear from you. It's 26 minutes past 9. You're with Selena Green on ABC Southeast this morning. Coming up shortly, some news headlines, bit of a weather update, and then checking in on the 20th annual Limestone Coast Wine Show. That's underway this week.